This is case number 1200112. This matter involves the tow of a vehicle. The appellant's name is Catherine Michelle Garrison. Is that you, ma'am?
Yes.
Would you mind spelling your name for the record?
CatherineMichelleGarrison.
Thank you for that. My name is Chief Hearings Officer William Guzman. Today is January 24, 2020. The time is 9:03 a.m. and we are in room 3000 of the 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97201. It does not appear that we have anyone here from the city. So before we proceed, I have to make sure that they were provided adequate notice. We were uncertain of the facts in this case, and so normally we can determine who to send the notice to. It's either going to be the Portland Police Bureau or it's going to be the Portland Bureau of Transportation. And when we were looking at the file, it was unclear to us, so we sent notice to both of them. That notice of hearing was mailed on, generated on January 22, 2020. It was emailed to the Portland Bureau of Transportation, and it was faxed to the Portland Police Bureau. So I do find that the Portland Police Bureau received adequate notice of the date, time, and location, waived the right to be here. There might be a question about whether or not the Portland Bureau of Transportation received adequate notice, because on the notice of hearing, I think down at the bottom, it's supposed to say that it was emailed to them, and it doesn't say that, but I know they were added to the system, and it's supposed to automatically shoot out an email, so I'm a little bit concerned about that. Is the vehicle still in storage?
Yes.
So we have to have the hearing today, so we are going to proceed. If that becomes an issue later on, we'll address it at that time. Okay, there are a few just admin things that I have to get through, and then we'll turn to the actual case. I want to let you know that we are audio recording because we have to make a permanent record of this. And then our general practice is to post it online because it's a public record and that way it's easily accessible. But if you had like a privacy concern or for any other reason didn't want it on the internet, it's still a public record and a person could ask for it, but it would only be available upon request through my office on a CD for a nominal charge. Your decision doesn't affect my decision. Do you have a preference?
I have no preference.
We'll follow our normal procedure and put it online, and if you need to listen to it, it'll be available within 24 hours or so.
Thank you.
When you used our online system, it appears you did provide us a physical address, a mailing address. Is that going to be a good address moving forward, or do you need to update that with us?
It's the same address.
Okay, thank you. I also need to make sure that you received a copy of your rights. It was emailed to you with the notice, and it had like an image of a little camera on it.
I did read it.
Did you have any questions or concerns about those rights?
No. The only thing is there's been some changes since I made the appeal online.
Sure.
And I have some additional evidence
okay.
that I'd like to submit.
That will not be a problem when we get to your case and you're telling me about what happened and why you think you should prevail. Talk to me about those documents, and if they seem relevant, then we'll admit them into the record too.
Okay. Thanks.
So if you received a parking violation citation as part of this matter and you wanted to contest that, you could, but it wouldn't be here today. It would be through the court downtown. Today, what you can expect is something that's called a quasi-judicial proceeding. I'm not a judge and this isn't a courtroom, but it's similar in the sense that the city did something that affected your individual property rights, and now you have the opportunity to tell someone who's neutral and impartial and doesn't work for PPB or the PBOT, the folks that may have towed the vehicle. I'm independent, I'm neutral, I'm unbiased. My role today is to find out what the facts are and then make a decision about whether what the city did was valid in towing the car or invalid in towing the car. And if it is valid, that means that you remain responsible for this towing and storage charges. If it's invalid, that means that we send you out here today with paperwork to go get the vehicle, and we'll reimburse the tow company because we missed a step or did something wrong. We take testimony here under oath, and so if I get you to raise your right hand, swear you in. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you provide here today is the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do swear.
Okay, thank you. The final thing I need to do is make sure that you've received all the documents that I've received so that we're all on the same page. On the iPad there in front of you, we've preloaded it. It looks like the first three documents were submitted by you. It's the tow order for untowed Subaru, letter sent regarding other Subaru, and lien for Catherine's Subaru. And I printed those out for the hearing, so I'll show you what I have. It's these three documents that were submitted.
Yes, I have those with me.
Okay, wonderful. We also generate the tow hearing request form. It's just a hard copy of what was generated in there. The next thing we have is the auto return report. It's this thing that says view details, and it has information about a towed vehicle. This is that database I was referring to that we go to and find out who towed the car so that they can come here and present their case for why they towed it. In this matter, we were unable to locate a Subaru Legacy with the license plate that you put down, 244JQK, and we pulled this one, which is the vehicle that relates to the vehicle that you think was towed in place of yours, and it matches the letter and the document that you submitted. So that's where that came from. Then the next one is the hearing notice. And again, I'm a little bit concerned that down at the bottom of the hearing notice, it doesn't say that it went to PBOT. I thought that that normally would be on there. It's an automated system, so there might be an issue there. But like I said, this is an in-storage tow hearing, and we need to have the hearing today, so we're proceeding. Then there's the statement of rights. And then there's an order that I wrote that kind of explained to the parties why everybody was getting notice, because we were unclear. Did you have a chance to read that order?
I read it.
Great. And then the last two exhibits were submitted by the Portland Police Bureau, so I know they received notice and have just waived their right to be present today. One of them we labeled tow summary, and the other one is a photo. And basically, I printed those out too, just so I could have them. It's this piece of paper here. It says PPB Records Division up at the top, and it has information about a Subaru with that license plate of the vehicle that we were able to locate that may have been searched down for years. And then a picture that goes with this that has the license plate that you put down for your vehicle. Do you have all of these documents?
I do have those documents.
Do you object to me admitting them into the record, which means that I can now look at them and rely on them in helping me make my decision in this case?
I do not object.
Okay, I admit all the exhibits that were submitted, and at this time we're ready to hear from you as to why you think this tow is invalid, and we can also talk about additional documents that you want to submit.
Okay. I have a letter here. I'd like to just read the letter and then submit the documents at the end.
Okay. Who is the letter from?
It's from me. I just typed out chronologically everything that happened. Some of these things I was not there for, but I figured out later through phone calls and all the paperwork and things. So here's the letter. To whom it may concern, the purpose of this letter is to keep a written record of my experiences between the dates of 1-9-2020 and 1-24-2020. These events are recorded under PPB case number 20-11109 and can be corroborated by several witnesses. My vehicle refers to Catherine Garrison's 2007 Subaru Outback, Oregon license plate number 244JQK. Jonathan's vehicle refers to Jonathan Lee Swift's 2005 Subaru Legacy OR license plate 915KXD. On 1-9-2020, after finishing work at approximately 7 p.m., I parked my vehicle at the end of the cul-de-sac on 134th Avenue. There were two other vehicles parked alongside my vehicle, Jonathan's vehicle and a white van. At approximately 10:19 p.m., a parking enforcement officer wrote my vehicle a parking ticket for angle parking. I have that here. That's one of the things that changed after I submitted my hearing request. The officer also wrote a parking ticket and tow order for Jonathan's vehicle. The officer also wrote a parking ticket and tow order for the white van parked to the left of my vehicle. At 11:25 p.m., the tow truck for A&B Towing arrived and took pictures of the vehicles in the cul-de-sac. A&B Towing then towed away the white van to my left and my vehicle. Jonathan's vehicle was left behind in the cul-de-sac. 1-10-2020. At approximately 7 a.m., Jonathan Swift came out to the cul-de-sac to leave for work and found the parking ticket and tow order on Jonathan's vehicle. At approximately 11 a.m., I came out to the cul-de-sac to go to the grocery store and found that my vehicle was missing. I called Portland Police Auto Records at 503-823-0044 to look up if my vehicle had been reported as towed. My vehicle was not reported. I called back in 1 hour to allow for any delay in the system. My vehicle was not reported. At approximately 1 p.m., I called Portland Non-Emergency and reported my vehicle as stolen. Public Safety Support Specialist Giovanni Giron, number 92093, responded to my call and began recording information for PPB case number 20-11109. At this time, he informed me that there didn't seem to be any evidence that my car had been towed. He couldn't see any parking ticket or tow order for my vehicle. On 1-12-2020, A&B Towing mailed a letter to Jonathan Swift regarding Jonathan's vehicle. The letter is titled, Re-Tow number 357-8093. That is one of the evidences I submitted online. He reports being pretty stumped about this letter as his car had been in his possession the entire week. He called A&B Towing regarding this and left a voicemail. Also on 1-16-2020, A&B Towing expedited a claim of possessory lien to me regarding my vehicle. This is the first and only notice they had sent to me regarding my vehicle. At the time of writing this letter, I have still not received any other notice regarding my vehicle. On 1-17-2020, I called Giovanni Giron, updating him regarding my vehicle. Giovanni then called A&B Towing to confirm the VIN on the stored vehicle. They confirmed to him that they had my vehicle in storage. They told him that whoever wrote the tow order, implying the parking enforcement officer, wrote down the information of the wrong Subaru. Giovanni called me back and let me know I could get my vehicle at any time. On 1-18-2020, at approximately 9:51 a.m., I called A&B Towing regarding my vehicle. Dispatch put me on hold to talk to her supervisor. When she came back, she told me that they had a tow order for my vehicle and wouldn't release it unless I paid $650 or $630. 1-20-2020, I called several phone numbers to confirm whether or not I had a tow order, but I didn't expect any calls back as it was MLK Day. 1-21-2020, I called Audrey Shipman, tow program coordinator for OSP. She said she couldn't help me and I needed to call the city of Portland and deal with them. I called non-emergency, gave them my case number, and asked for phone numbers to find out more about why I was towed. They said there was no report of any tow regarding my vehicle. I told them that I knew there was no tow report regarding my vehicle, that A&B Towing had filed it under the license and VIN of Jonathan's vehicle. They then gave me two phone numbers. The first phone number brought me to an answering machine for tow coordinator Patrick, saying he'd be out of work until Monday. The person on the second phone number suggested I file a tow appeal and request a hearing. I submitted my hearing request at approximately 11:40 a.m. Later that same day, I received a parking notice in the mail for citation HA334-03611, case 20PK-05356 for angle parking. I detached the response to parking notice and mailed it back to the parking citation office. On 1-22-2020, at 10:19 a.m., I received an email confirming my scheduled hearing. At approximately 6 p.m., I received a text and phone call from Portland Police Bureau regarding case 20-11109. They informed me that my stolen vehicle had been recovered. They confirmed that my vehicle is still under the possession of A&B Towing. On the phone, whoever was closing my case let me know they were trying to update the tow information for tow number 357-08093. I'll read that again. 357-8093 to reflect that it was my vehicle that had been towed and not Jonathan's vehicle. They said that the system was being wonky. They told me they couldn't see any tow order for my vehicle. They told me they could see pictures of my vehicle. They told me they didn't know why my vehicle was towed and stored under the information for Jonathan's vehicle. They suggested that I try calling Portland Parking Enforcement to find out if I had a tow order or not. Portland Parking Enforcement had closed at 6, and I'd have to call again the next day. At approximately 10:15 p.m., I submitted an online request for a report of PPB case number 20-11109. 1-23-2020, it had now been 2 weeks since my vehicle was towed away. At approximately 8:20 a.m., I called police records to confirm that they had updated my vehicle in their system. They told me the tow report now showed that my vehicle was towed as a recovered stolen vehicle, but my vehicle was towed away by A&B Towing before it was reported stolen. At approximately 8:30 a.m., I called Portland Parking Enforcement to find out if my vehicle indeed had a tow order. They confirmed that there was no record of any tow order for my vehicle made by Portland Parking Enforcement or abandoned vehicles. And then last night, I received a phone call from Portland Police Bureau regarding my case. Somebody on their end had been looking into my case and called tow coordinator Patrick on behalf of the case, and they figured things out together, and they removed all the storage fees. And they said, if I go today, I can go pick up my car without paying any storage fees, but that if I wait and don't pick it up today, the storage fees will begin to accrue. That's all I have. The additional evidence is I have some pictures from Google Images of the cul-de-sac, and I have a picture taken by parking enforcement, and then I've got some Google Maps, but I don't think that'll be relevant here. Can I submit this?
Do you need those back? Should we make copies for ourselves and give you back the originals?
I do not need them back.
Okay. Is there anything else that you want me to know at this time?
I don't believe so.
Here's what I'd like to do. We're going to go off record, though, because I want to take this and go look at it real quick. And so if you could take all your materials you want to submit and put them in this black basket, we're going to go off the record. I'm going to look at everything, and we'll come back on the record, and I'll tell you what my thoughts are.
Would you like to see the parking notice?
I think so. Okay. Would you need that one back?
Yes. Okay. It's detached from the bottom
the ticket
half
itself.
Of the sheet.
We'll make a copy of that one.
Okay.
Thank you. We're back on the record in this matter. It is case number 12-00112, and we have the appellant present. No one here from the city, and we heard from the appellant why they felt that this tow was invalid or otherwise unjustified, and submitted a few additional documents, the letter that they read into the record, several photographs, and a copy of the angle parking citation. Did you get your original back on that?
I did get the original back.
Okay, great. And the others we are entering into the record at this time, and they'll be uploaded to the online system. Was there anything else you wanted me to know about your case before I make a decision?
There's nothing else.
Okay. So it sounds like there were two similar looking vehicles. Both of them got parking tickets. One of them got an order to tow, the other one did not. And then the driver of the pickup truck picked the wrong vehicle and took it back to the shop, and that's why your vehicle was towed. Is that your judgment of what happened?
I agree completely.
Yeah. And I think that fact is backed up by the story that you read into the record, which I believe is entirely credible. And it sounds like the city was working behind the scenes yesterday to try and correct this. And I would hate for you to leave here and go down to the tow lot and have another issue. So I think even though behind the scenes this got worked out, I think we should still send you out of here with paperwork today to get your vehicle. The legal reason, I think, for finding that this tow is invalid is that the city has the burden of proof of showing, demonstrating here today by a preponderance of the evidence that the vehicle that was towed was in violation of a rule and that it could be towed without prior notice. And the city did not meet their burden in this case. And it's as simple as that. It looks like they got the wrong car. So I'm very sorry this happened to you. Sorry this happened to you. I'm very empathetic.
It's totally fine. Okay. Yeah. I'm glad there's, you know, at least something I can do.
You did a lot of hard work behind the scenes to get this to the point that it is,
yes.
And I really appreciate that. When I was looking at it ahead of time, I wasn't sure how it would unfold.
The pieces were very far scattered.
Oh, yes, we're still on there. What, sorry?
The evidence was scattered.
It was scattered. You had to do a lot of work.
Myself.
Yeah. Well,
yes.
I appreciate you. I think it paid off because you were able to present a very clear picture today for me that this was a mix-up and that the tow was invalid. And so if you could just sit tight after we go off the record, and I will issue an order in this case that will be email, that you'll get an email notification from the system,
okay.
And it'll be accessible online.
I do have one question.
Yeah.
The lot that my vehicle is sitting in right now is unmanned, and they charge a fee to open the gate. Will I be responsible for paying the gate fee?
The paperwork that we put on here allows them to, allows you to get your car out today. And is that right? Yeah, and then they put down what costs they think are relevant, and I'm pretty sure that the contract we have with them says that they're not allowed to charge us the gate fee, but I could be wrong about that.
Okay.
In any case, this paperwork will allow you to get your car, and we'll take care of the reimbursement to them behind the scenes.
Yeah.
It's not relevant to the validity or the invalidity of the tow, which is the only thing that I have power to decide.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your time. Sorry for the inconvenience, and we'll go off record.